Introduction. The world around us is constantly changing, and changing faster than ever. Are you ready? If your answer is no, don't worry, as not many of us are ready. Our mindsets are still effectively geared for the Industrial Revolution, and yet here we find ourselves in the information age. We need to adapt quickly, not just to survive, but also to thrive. Whether we like it or not, we are all in the business of change. This book is about this business of change. You may well be the subject of the title, a project manager or a change manager. You may just as well be a teacher, a lawyer, a doctor, a parent, a party planner, or someone organising to move house. This book is written for all of you. My goal for you is that reading this book will help you not only thrive in this ever-changing world, but also to achieve your purpose and aspirations so that change happens on your terms. I'm passionate about helping people to achieve amazing results by highlighting that these results are simpler to achieve than you may think. I've worked in project and change management for over 15 years, and now, as a coach, there are certain themes that I adhere to throughout my work, which help to make change easy and effortless. When applied, these insights can help turn a potential disaster into an unqualified success. One theme that informs my day-to-day coaching, above all, is the importance of being agile. The agile concept has formally been around since 2001, when the Manifesto for Agile Software Development was published. However, agile concepts have been practiced informally since the 1980s. The agile approach first endeavoured to make the complex process surrounding software development simple. But why apply this approach only to software delivery when the underlying concepts could be applied to anything? Everyone deserves to achieve amazing results, and through my coaching, I've learned to understand that with the right mindset and the right supporting tools, achieving those amazing results can be a lot easier than you think. American author and motivational speaker Zig Ziglar once said that we are all in the business of sales. Whether it is our formal profession or not, we must all sell ourselves and sell what we do. I take that further and say we are all in the business of change. And with our lives changing so rapidly, we need to be excellent agents of change, large and small. Big change requires planning, scheduling, and a steady approach. Smaller changes require fast decisions and quick action. I call this the project continuum. It doesn't matter where you are located on the continuum. The more agile your approach, the greater success you will have. We all manage change all of the time, so whether it is our job title or not, we are all project managers. The TV series The Apprentice, a reality TV show originally aired in the USA, where contestants compete against each other to win the prize of becoming the apprentice to a successful celebrity business personality. In the USA, it was Donald Trump. In the UK, Sir Alan Sugar. And in Australia, Mark Boris did wonders in advertising the project manager role to the mass market and showing that anyone with varying degrees of success can do it. So if we are all doing it all of the time, why not do it really, really well? What is a project? Since we are all project managers, we need to agree on what a project is. According to the Project Management Body of Knowledge, PMBOK 5th edition, a project is a temporary endeavour to create a unique product, service, or result. The key word here is unique. Anything that you do over and over again, from cleaning your teeth or mowing the lawn to paying bills, is not a project. Even moving house, if done often enough, heaven forbid, could be considered a process. However, for most of us, this doesn't happen too often, and even if it does, it is most likely unique every time. Here is a handy tool that Stephen Dowling from ETM Management Training uses to show the extreme differences between projects and business-as-usual activities. Project activities have a start and a finish. Operations activities have no definitive beginning and end. Project activities are unique and once-off, whereas operations activities are repeated. Project activities use specific people or resources. Operations activity use normal operations people. Operations activities use normal operations people. Project activities costs are specific for a project. Operations activities are ongoing costs. Project activities bring in new risks. Operations activities embrace existing risks. Project activities will bring change to the organisation, whereas operations activities bring no significant change. These are quite different, and the question that we need to ask is what happens if you stuff them up? The great thing about defining a project this way is that we can all identify with the concept. In this constantly changing world, we must undertake unique actions all the time to simply keep up with what is going on. And projects can be done extremely well or extremely badly. Let's make the decision right now to do them well using some simple techniques and practices. So, what does agile mean? This means many things to many people, and so it's important to define the agile concept here to make sure we're all on the same page. One dictionary definition states that it is the ability to move quickly and easily. The Manifesto for Agile Software Development states, "We are uncovering better ways of developing software by doing it and helping others do it. Through this work, we have come to value individuals and interactions over processes and tools, working software over comprehensive documentation, customer collaboration over contract negotiation, responding to change over following a plan." That is, while there is value in the items on the right, we value the items on the left more. This statement was signed by the 22 founders of Agile Software Development, and since then, Agile development has grown into a variety of methodologies and given birth to an industry of its own. It has had great success in some organizations and limited success in others. With this in mind, the Agile Project Manager is a person just like you who can take control in an ever-changing world in order to make change effortless. The Agile PM does this through a mindset that embraces some basic principles that result in successful change every time. The Agile Project Manager, a definition. You may have a burning question at this point. Are project managers even needed in projects using agile techniques? If everyone is happily collaborating with each other and the customer and delivering value in a flexible way, do they need someone to manage it? This question gets asked a lot. Some people adamantly state that there is no need, and others believe they are absolutely needed. The fact is, both views are right. There may well be projects, especially small ones with few dependencies, that need minimal project management oversight as a formal role, whereas other projects will benefit from a project manager working with the team to support them. The principles detailed in this book are designed to assist with any change, regardless of who embraces them and in what context. With that in mind, the Agile PM is a smart, savvy individual who is equipped to manage change in the most effortless way possible, and so as to thrive in a rapidly changing world. Does that sound like you? What this book is about. This book is about why these basic agile principles are so important and how they can be applied to achieve success in any change, from large-scale organizational change to something new in your personal life right now. This book is for you and how you can easily apply some simple principles to dramatically change the quality of your results and ultimately your life. If you already know a bit about agile, that's great. You can let me know if I get something wrong. If you don't know much about it, that doesn't matter, as you bring your own unique perspective. What this book is not about. This book does not go into the details of agile software development. It does not discuss Scrum, Lean, Kanban, or any other software-specific tool or technique. There are already some great books out there that talk about this. Why you should read this. Are you going through a change in your life, whether it is at work or at home? Are you prepared to make some small changes in your approach in order to achieve great results? I trust that by this point you have decided it's worth investing in this book. I won't let you down. My story. My childhood was spent as a RAF brat because my parents were both in the Royal Australian Air Force. We moved around the country a number of times and change became a way of life. When my father retired at the start of my high school years, I approached the prospect of spending the rest of my school life at the same school with a mixture of relief and sadness. There was a part of me that loved the challenge of finding new friends and getting used to a new routine. There was another part that longed for permanence. I left school and joined the Royal Australian Navy as an officer of the watch. A life of travel and adventure awaited. I completed a science degree at the Australian Defence Force Academy, ADFA, and first stumbled upon the concept of organisational change while completing my honours year. I discovered, through my thesis research, that, wait for it, the more involved people feel in a change, the more likely they are to accept it. I know, it's big. My passion for people and for change was ignited, and everything I chose to do from that moment fed the fire. Since then, I have become an avid reader of anything to do with change and human behaviour, and this hasn't stopped. While in the Navy, I was given some projects to run. I never considered myself a project manager, but after doing it for a year, I was offered the role in a consultancy. For the next few years, I found myself running project after project in the capacity of a project or change manager and loving it. I found myself continually fascinated by how people respond to change. For example, a large change involving job cuts and system changes could go very smoothly, while a small change preventing people from changing the colour of their background screen on their computer could result in hostility bordering on outright rebellion. And this got me thinking. The difference, the secret sauce, was not how big the change was, but rather the level of involvement of the people affected by the change, whether great or small. From then on, I have been determined to help people to execute change in the simplest way, with the least effort and the best results. Enter the Agile approach. Admittedly, when I first used Agile, I was running a software project, but I quickly saw how these concepts could be applied to the parts of my project that were not Agile, and then further afield to other non-Agile projects, to areas of my personal life, to anything. Eager to learn more, I became a Scrum Master for both the certification and the opportunity to learn Agile tools in more detail, as well as achieving a diploma in life coaching. This opened the door to helping people on a deeper level, and the tools and techniques I learned and applied with my clients complemented the Agile tools perfectly. Everything started to come together, and I realized that utilizing simple Agile techniques and coupling them with an understanding of human behavior are the key to creating change that works. Key Agile concepts. Projects that follow Agile principles have these characteristics in common. They are iterative, show value along the way, not just at the end, often using regular showcases, involve smart people who add value, are open and transparent about progress, have a team that is trustworthy and self-organizing, have a clear outcome or vision, demonstrate flexibility in order to change what isn't working, have regular catch-ups to evaluate progress. These are often called stand-ups and retrospectives. Other definitions. I use the terms resourceful and unresourceful throughout this book, especially in regards to behaviour, and they are worth understanding upfront. Resourceful behaviours or actions are things people do that are good for them and good for others. They help to move something forward. Unresourceful behaviour is the opposite. While it might be well-intentioned, it does not contribute to anything helpful and could even result in things becoming worse. You will also see the word ecological. This is not just a reference to our natural world, but to everything in our environment. When you think about an action you plan to take, what are some of the impacts beyond yourself and your immediate environment? Setting a goal that moves you in a great direction but may potentially harm others is not an ecological goal. You may also notice a few words specific to Agile, such as Scrum and Backlog. I make a number of references to the Agile values and principles. They are explained throughout, and I have also included a glossary as part of this audio. How this book works. One of the key principles of the Agile approach is to do things in small chunks, getting feedback and then adjusting where required. So that's how this book has been written. Every 2 or 3 weeks, a chapter was released via download to my subscribers as a showcase. These amazing volunteers took the opportunity to read and digest the content, then provide feedback, the retrospective. The format of the retrospective is what's worked well, what hasn't worked well, what still confuses me, what can we do differently next time? Some of this was delivered face-to-face, other feedback was via phone and email. When giving feedback, there is no right or wrong. The purpose of the book retrospectives was to identify challenges early so the project, i.e. the book, could remain on track and on message. Everyone was encouraged to be open and honest, and I remained open to all feedback. Everyone who participated receives acknowledgement, a gift, and my eternal gratitude. Reading this book. As you read this book, or listen to it in this case, as well as listening with your own purpose in mind, I encourage you to read through three different lenses. We're project managers after all, we can multitask. One, learning as a project or change manager and how this may help your project or change initiative. Two, learning as an individual and how this may help you personally. Three, learning with the objective of teaching these concepts to others. The chapters touch on lenses 1 and 2 interchangeably, and you will take different things from each chapter depending on where you are right now in your personal and professional change journeys. Lens number 3 may not be something you were thinking about, but it is critical to achieving your outcome for this book. This is because when you learn something, the best way to remember it and to use it effectively in your life is to use the newly found concept or tool and teach it to someone else. Think about when you have learned something new, whether through reading an article or a book or even hearing it from someone. A couple of weeks later, you might struggle to recall the content or even when you learned this nugget of gold. It may be forgotten altogether. However, if you tell someone else about it, you now have two reference points for your memory: the time you actually learned it and the time you relayed this information to someone else. Your brain is very grateful for this additional boost. Plus, you have helped someone else by teaching them something new. Do you see how this is a win-win? So whenever anything resonates and you want to remember it, sure, write it down if you like, which will help too by giving you another reference point, but also teach it to someone. Share the knowledge, share the love. Your brain will thank you for it, as will the person you share the information with. In fact, this very action may form part of your purpose for reading this book, to learn and share knowledge. Key concepts covered. Chapter 1, Know Your Why. This chapter focuses on the importance of having a purpose, so that when things get difficult, you keep moving forward. This is important for any type of change, personal or work-related. Without knowing the intention behind what you are doing, it is easy to lose focus and grind to a halt. Chapter 2, Know Your Risks. Once you have identified your purpose and know where you are going, it's a good idea to brainstorm what could go wrong. Not just things that could destroy your initiative, but things that could make the project more difficult than it should be. Spending a bit of time in this space is important, so that you know what to do when things don't run to plan. Chapter 3, Know Your Team. No one is an island, and rarely do great things happen without support from others. Who is on your team? From your stakeholders in a large project to your family and friends. Take time to enlist some help. Chapter 4, Know Your Scope, or What's the What? What do you need to do in order to achieve your purpose? What are the logical steps that must be taken? And what are the things that, while they might be good to do, are not critical to achieving your purpose? Spending more time on high-value activities will fast-track your progress to achieving great results in anything. Chapter 5, Your Systems and Tools, The How. Build the dream and understand success before understanding which tools or systems will help you achieve it. There's no point in booking a removal truck if you don't know where you are moving to or what you are taking. Chapter 6, Opportunities for Excellence. Be open to new possibilities that will help you to do things even better. This helps you become ready to benefit fully from the work you are putting into achieving your desired purpose. Chapter 7, Stay True to Your Vision. Check your desired purpose regularly and ensure you stay true to what you have set out to do. This also helps you to reassess your vision. Is this still what you want to do, or have things changed? Conclusion, a summary of key learnings and a personal action plan for you. Remember, this is not only a book about project management and not only a book about personal change management and techniques. It's about both, and how projects in the business world are related to change in our own lives. I absolutely believe that writing a book about agile change management could not have been successful without open, transparent collaboration with people I trust. So the first chapters involve lots of feedback from people I know personally and trust professionally. Once the dream was built, I opened it up to the world. I encourage you, as you listen to this book, to think about your dream. What do you want to achieve? What is your purpose? How can you use the principles we discuss here to build that dream and make it real? My hope for you in this book is that it doesn't just give you simple strategies to thrive in this ever-changing world, but helps you build your dream so that change happens on your terms. To your dream.